AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On social media, President Trump says he talked by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who told him very strongly he will respond to Ukraine's weekend drone attack on Russian airfields. The president called it a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. The White House says there was no advance notice of the Ukrainian operation. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed Russia's ceasefire plan as an ultimatum and renewed his call for direct talks with Putin to break the stalemate.
From him, we can't wait for his initiative moving to peace. We just have to pressure on him and maybe we will get peace.
Putin has shown no willingness to meet with Zelensky. An arrest has been made in connection with an explosion at a fertility clinic. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The FBI says Daniel Park provided chemical explosives to Guy Edward Bartkus, an antinatalist who was killed during the bombing of a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic in May. U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley.
Mr. Park, who shares Bartkus's extremist beliefs, is accused of shipping approximately 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate, an explosive precursor commonly used to construct homemade bombs, to Bartkus.
He says the Seattle man supplied another 90 pounds of explosive material and was hands-on.
Spending time together, running experiments in Bartkus's garage.
The FBI says the pair met on chat forums devoted to antinatalism, the theory that opposes childbirth. Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles, I'm Julie Walker.
The Justice Department is trying to block a Texas law that for decades has given college students without legal residency in the U.S. access to reduced in-state tuition. U.S. and European trade negotiators report progress but no breakthroughs in tariff talks in Paris. This is AP News. A record amount of seaweed is piling up around the Caribbean, and more is on the way.
That's according to a report published by the University of South Florida's Optical Oceanography Lab. Scientists using satellite data calculate 38 million metric tons of the prickly brown algae is floating around this May, the largest quantity since observations began in 2011. When it washes up, the sargassum is smothering beaches, reefs, and seagrass beds in stinky drifts, disrupting tourism and local economies. For coastal fishermen like Jose Rodriguez in Puerto Rico, it's a serious problem. He says the fishermen that fish with nets get full of sargassum, and this is a problem because the fish leave the area. If it's getting cleaned up, the financial burden usually falls on beachfront hotels. In the Dominican Republic, officials have invested in barriers to keep the algae offshore, and in St. Martin, crews with backhoes made an emergency cleanup after residents complained of strong smells of ammonia and hydrogen sulfide. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.